So as we turn now to our scriptures for the service today, we are, again, continuing our Gospel Conversations 101 series, and we're going to be looking at two passages, the first from Psalm 111, if you'd like to turn with me there. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in him. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All of his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. And turning now over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, this is verses 17 to 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And as he has committed to us the message of reconciliation, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Holy God, we pray that you would bless this reading of your word, that your words would come to life for us, that we would open our ears and our hearts and our souls and our very lives to the truth that you are speaking to us now. Oh Lord, may we not only be hearers of the word, but doers also. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we saw in this passage, God has made us ambassadors for Christ. He has called us to live out our lives in such a way that others would hear the gospel. In 1 Thessalonians 2, it says, because we love you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very lives as well. Pastor Steve, a couple of weeks ago, talked about what it's like to live our life together with people who need to hear about Jesus. He talked about sharing our testimony and sharing the ways that God has been at work in our lives. When we think of evangelism, we often think of knocking on door after door and saying, have you invited Jesus into your heart? And then we turn to more friendship evangelism over the last 10 or 15 years. But the problem is we've gone so far the other way that we never get to the gospel part of friendship evangelism. We're good at the friendship part, but it's hard to make that transition to say, here is how Jesus has been part of my life. And today we wanted to give you a tool that would help you with that transition, help you move not just from sharing your lives, but to sharing the gospel with those around you, whether it's your own family members, your colleagues, your friends, your neighbors. God will provide opportunities as we pray and seek him. This is not the end-all, be-all of gospel-sharing tools. There are many out there. Some you may know by heart already. Use the ones that you know well. But this is a simple one. It's so simple that you can draw it on a napkin. If you saw my e-letter, you saw that it's like stick figures. One of my friends wrote me back after she saw that. She's like, even I can draw stick figures. So we want to equip you all to use this illustration. There it is. There's your stick figures. And as I show you how to use this, hopefully it will give you an inspiration to be able to share more easily. It does not take a seminary degree. It doesn't even take years and years and years of faith. They actually encourage people who become Christians using this methodology to go ahead and share it right away with others. So as we talk about this, there's several different parts to it. The first part is the preparation. We have to prepare ourselves through prayer, through practice, and through waiting for God to show us when the right moment is. As we prepare for those things, God is preparing our hearts and preparing the hearts of the other people. As we go through the preparation steps, then we are ready when God presents the opportunity, when we see that there's an opening. There's a four-step process with these three circles. There's the transition. Remember, it's like TGIF, but it's TGIR. The transition, how to go from that conversation into a gospel conversation. The next one is the gospel itself, these three circles illustration. And then an invitation. We can't present the gospel without saying, would you like to invite Jesus into your heart today? And then finally is the response, the people's response to you and how you respond to them. So transition, gospel, invitation, and response. So as we dig into this today, we think about the way that God has created us to be his ambassadors. From the very beginning, from the covenant of Abraham that Steve just mentioned, God has told Abraham that he would be blessed to be a blessing. Somebody described us as the elect, those who are Christians, as God's emergency response team for the world. God chooses individuals not because they're special and he wants them all to himself, but because he wants to send them out, to equip them, to have them part of his ministry in the world, to bring his kingdom to this earth. So every person who is a believer in Christ is also to be an evangelist, is to be, whether you have the gift of evangelism or not, we are called to be ambassadors for God. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:18, all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. We have been separated from God, but God sent a way to draw us back into relationship with him. He reconciled himself with us, and now we are being sent out by God to do that, not counting people's sins against them, not counting our sins against us or anyone else's through grace, through Christ. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We are called and equipped to share the gospel with others. So let's look at those pieces. Prepare. How do you prepare to share the gospel? Obviously, step one and step two and step infinity is to pray. Remember that somebody, a dear friend of mine and pastor, posted on the internet yesterday that he has to remind himself that he is not the water in the fountain. He just needs to be the fountain. We need to be the pipes that are cleared out so the water can flow, but Jesus Christ is the flow. The Holy Spirit is the power behind that to work in people's hearts. When we share the gospel, the sharing is our responsibility. Getting a response is God's responsibility. And the response of the person that we're talking to. We don't have to feel like we failed because we got rejected. That's not what God called us to do. God tells several of the prophets in the Old Testament that their job is to share the word that God has given them. The response to that is not their responsibility. If people respond to the gospel that has been shared, then that is a blessing, but it's not your job. You don't have to worry about, I failed because I didn't get the response. The only thing that you're responsible for is the message that God has given. Are you willing to do that? So as we pray, as we ask God to give us wisdom, to give us patience, to show us who's one person, just start with one. Who is one person that I can share the gospel with? Who is one person that God is putting on your hearts that you need to pray for? I mean, start with praying. Often we're so intimidated by sharing the gospel with people, we're afraid to even pray for it because it might come to pass. We don't even want to do that, but if you could just start by praying. Think about how the church, I think, in the United States has been stagnating for a while. Numbers have been decreasing, but that's because often we lack the courage to share the gospel. The EPC has been trying to put more emphasis on evangelism because they did a study to realize how many people had come to faith as adults, and so they count adult baptisms as one of the indicators for, are we bringing new believers into the faith, or are we just shuffling the decks and moving Christians between churches? Do you want to know how many, an average of how many people, adult baptisms there are per year, per EPC church? One adult baptism per church per year. That is a heartbreaking number. One. And so that means some are a few more than that, and some are even less than that. How can we start to see life coming back into the church by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ? Sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ is hard, and it's awkward. It takes practice. And with this tool that we're giving you today, we would like to ask you to practice this. We want to see you practice it in small groups, if you're involved in a small group. Practice with your spouse, your friend, your children, especially with your teenagers. It's an easy thing to do, but it takes practice. You have to get comfortable with the words so that they will come more freely when it's time to share them. So we pray, we practice, and then we wait. Often the waiting part is the hard part. We want to just fix the problem right now, but God is saying, I will give you the right time. Sometimes the right time comes way sooner than we thought. Sometimes it's going to take a long time. But God, in the waiting, will be ministering. He will be using your prayers to soften the hearts of those you want to share the gospel with. Think about the parable of the soils, that the seeds are spread. Some hit hard ground and some hit fertile ground. We pray that God removes the stones and the weeds so that the ground of the person that we're sharing this to becomes able to receive those seeds and to grow. So as we prepare by praying, by practicing, and by waiting, then we need to be ready to share the gospel itself. The first step of that, again, TGIF, it's TGIR, is the transition. Often that's the giant wall between us and sharing the gospel. How do you make that turn? How do you take a normal conversation and move it into a gospel conversation? All of this is based on a book called Turning Everyday Conversations into Gospel Conversations. It's a simple book. It's only 78 pages. If you would like to get it, it's on Amazon and lots of other places. But you don't need the book. You can actually go onto YouTube and find a bunch of different videos about it. It's also all over the internet in print form. We outlined it in the study guide as well. So your first step of sharing the gospel is making that transition from a normal conversation into a gospel conversation. The transition, they suggest practicing your transitional phrase. You can write one yourself, but here is what they suggest. This is so simple. You're talking to somebody, maybe they're talking about their problems, something they're struggling with. What you say is, I haven't been through that exact situation, but I have had similar struggles. Can I share something with you that has really helped me? I haven't been in that exact situation, but I have had similar struggles. Can I share something with you that has really helped me? Can you guys say that with me? We'll do it in three phrases. I haven't had that exact situation. I haven't experienced that exact situation, but I have had similar struggles. But I have had similar struggles. Can I share something with you that has really helped me? Can I share something with you that has really helped me? That is really simple. It's three sentences. But you want to adapt that to fit your own life, to fit the conversation. You think of the way that Paul made that transition. He stood on the Areopagus in Athens and said, I see that you have many, many temples, and one is to the unknown God. He found something in the culture, in the conversation, that he could relate to and make that transition to the gospel message with. But again, all you have to do is listen well to the person you're talking to, and don't say, well, I've had worse. Don't try to re-up them. But say, I haven't been in exactly that situation, but I've had similar struggles. Let me tell you something that helps. And there's an ask there. Can I share with you something that helps me? Would you be open to hearing that? Ed Stetzer, who's an amazing pastor and church planter, he did a book that studied how many people around us, we think that nobody wants to hear the gospel at all. He found in their studies that 50% of non-Christians would be willing to study the Bible with a friend, 50%. And 80% would be open to hearing about your faith. So you can go with confidence that there are many, many people who would be open to hear from a friend. They might not be wanting to hear from a pastor, but they'd be much less intimidated by a friend. And so people are hungry for this. And as you've prayed for them, God helps make them hungry. I haven't been in that exact situation, but I've had similar struggles. Can I share something with you that's really helped me? And then you pull out a napkin. Then you pull out this, it's called the Three Circles Gospel. It's a very simple tool, a way to illustrate what God is up to and how God has a plan here. The first circle in the upper left-hand corner, that's, you just draw that one first. It's got a heart in it in this picture. That is God's design. God designed heaven and earth to flourish. He had this beautiful garden that he set up. He set up a flourishing not just between himself and humans, but between each other with humans, between the humans and the earth to steward all of creation. He created this beautiful place and environment for everyone and everything to flourish. Then you draw a line between that and the next circle. But instead of following God's design, people rebelled against that. People don't want to obey what God is saying. They want to do it their own way, so they run away from God. And the Bible calls that sin. It's rebellion. It's saying, God, you know what? Thanks very much, but I can do this on my own. That's what Adam and Eve said. They're like, God had told them, "Don't you can eat anything but this." And they're like, I don't really trust you. You must be holding out on us. We want that too. They rebelled against God's plan, but we all rebel in so many different ways. And that leads us to the second circle, the one on the upper right-hand corner. That circle is brokenness. You see it in our world everywhere. Where is our world broken right now? Our world is broken, in 1,000 different ways we can see in the last year. People are broken. Relationships are broken. There's a brokenness between us and God. There's brokenness between us and the environment. There's brokenness everywhere. And people try to fix that brokenness in a lot of different ways. They may try to work to solve it. They may try to resort to other things, to try to deal with it and cope with it on their own. That might be drugs or bad relationships or all kinds of other numbing out things that we can do to try to heal and fix the brokenness in our lives. But all it does is spin us off in other directions. It doesn't lead us back to God. And there's no way we can directly get back to God. We can't claw our way back there. Then you draw a circle at the bottom. Obviously, that circle is Jesus. Jesus Christ is the one that the down arrow there, that means that Jesus Christ came from God to earth. He took on the form of a servant. He left behind the throne of God so that he could be here on earth with us. And he is the one who took all of the brokenness and he put it on himself on the cross. He took our sinfulness, all of our rebellion. He took the brokenness of the whole world on himself. And he put it to death on a cross, even as he died himself. But that's not the end of the story. The up arrow points to the fact that he rose again from the dead. He conquered sin and he conquered death. He conquered that brokenness. And now he reigns as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That's what the little crown is for. So how do you get from brokenness to Jesus? It's a simple thing. You just repent and believe. It is not something you can earn your way to. It's not something you can clean yourself up for. It is something that is done to us, just like this baptism where the water was poured on Margaret. Jesus Christ pours his blood out on us to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he will cleanse us and set us free. So repent and believe and enter into the power that God has offered us in Jesus Christ. Today is actually Trinity Sunday, where we celebrate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is at work in all of this. The Holy Spirit allows us and draws us to repent and believe. And then through Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit then brings us up the final arrow leading back to God. The Holy Spirit is working in us to draw us closer to the Father through the door opened by Jesus Christ. The Spirit is the one who's cleansing us and helping us to get rid of the brokenness in our lives, to minister to the brokenness in the world, and to set us free. We can use the words the recover and pursue. So there's a recovery of God's design. We're pursuing relationship with God. We are God's ambassadors. We are those that are sent out now to tell about this amazing opportunity to be reconciled with Jesus Christ. Three circles: God and his design, an arrow representing sin and rebellion, the brokenness of our world and how we are so all trapped and spiraling out of control if we don't have Jesus. But if we repent and believe, we enter into the body of Christ. Jesus Christ came and died and was raised again from the dead to set us free from brokenness and equip us now to recover and to pursue God. And all that he has, the shalom, the flourishing that was in his original design, can be restored again. It's the same thing that we've preached often: creation, fall, redemption, and restoration. We see that movement through this. Those are the three circles. You can draw them on a napkin. And would you believe there is even an app for that? There is an app called Life on Mission. If you go to the App Store and press Three Circles or Life on Mission, you get a little app. I don't know if you can see this from a distance. All you have to do is scroll through. Each little button will take you to the next screen. And in that, it'll show you what to say and show you scripture verses that you can use along the way. It really couldn't be any easier if you have your phone with you. You can just pull it out. You don't even need a napkin anymore. But God can use this. But the key part of all of this then is the invitation. You have to say, as you share all of these pieces, the invitation, the first question you ask is, where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself in those three circles? Are you flourishing with God, or are you in a place of brokenness right now? Where do you see yourself? Are you in a place of brokenness, or are you walking with Jesus? As you invite people to consider that, you can say, is there anything, if they say that they're in brokenness, is there anything that would keep you from repenting and believing in the gospel right now? That's the simple invitation. Where do you see yourself? And is there anything that would prevent you from repenting and believing right now? There are three responses that you may get to this. So that was the invitation. We have the transition, the gospel, the invitation, and then finally the responses. The responses, they sum up as green light, yellow light, and red light. Green light, somebody would say, there's nothing separating, you know, nothing keeping me from repenting and believing. I want in. Those are the ones that you pray for and hope for. You can think of the way that Paul received responses as he shared the gospel. Some people were like, instantly believed. Other people were the ones that said, we want to hear more. It's a yellow light. Tell us more. And then the final one, of course, is the red light. People are like, not interested. Thank you very much. That is not failure. You shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've told you my biggest failure ever with evangelism was a guy in college that completely rejected and sort of mocked me and made fun of what I said. And he's now the head of a major national Christian evangelism organization because God got him in the end. God is at work. Even if all we're doing is sharing the seeds, God is at work in their hearts. If you get a red response, if you get a red light, here's what you can say. Thank you for listening to me. If you ever do find yourself in a place of brokenness, please remember our conversation and that God has made a way out through Jesus Christ. If you ever find yourself in a place of brokenness, please remember our conversation and that God has made a way out through his son, Jesus Christ. You don't need to condemn them. You don't need to argue with them. You just say, thanks for listening. I appreciate that. You still are valuable to me, and I want to keep talking. But if you ever want to talk about this again, I'm here. But remember this if you ever find yourself in brokenness. With the yellow light, if somebody says, I want to hear more, or with the green light, wow, tell me more, I want in. Either one of those responses, you need to have a follow-up plan. Think about ways that you can invite other people into, if you have a small group, you can invite them to the small group. Maybe you want to say, hey, let's get together for coffee and talk about this more. Bruce Tenenbaum does that all the time. He just invites people for coffee and they talk about Jesus. It is something very simple. You can just get together once a week or talk on the phone, introduce them to the Bible and help them to explore that. A green light is such a beautiful thing, and you can immediately have them start to read scripture and talk about how to be discipled. There are many different responses. If you are overwhelmed with that, I and Pastor Steve and many of our elders and staff would be happy to mentor you as you mentor them. But your one-on-one conversations are absolutely essential. If someone gives you a green light, even in that moment, you can say, you've heard the good news. It's very simple. You are welcome to share this with others. And it's amazing as folks have shared this tool, as churches have shared this tool all over the country, it becomes a generational thing. One person shares it with another person who shares it with another person who shares it with another person. God can spread the gospel that quickly. He can spread it, it can be five generations in a year. Imagine how many adult baptisms we'd have to do if every one of you shared with one person who shared it with one person who shared it with one person. This is not your fix for the world. This is God's fix for the world. All he wants is for you to be an open channel to share what he's doing. Again, the app, if you want to download the app, Life on Mission, or just put in Three Circles. If you go to YouTube and type in Three Circles, you'll see dozens of training videos on how to share it. God calls us to be ministers of reconciliation, but the reconciliation is a work of Jesus Christ, not of our own strength. We are the ones who are granted the blessing, the delight, as Paul said, because we love you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Brothers and sisters, I know many of you are walking in Jesus Christ. You you swing some days, and I know I do, between brokenness and recovering and pursuing, but Jesus Christ is alive and working in your heart, and you're confident in that. Some of you, though, find yourself more in brokenness. Some of you feel like you have rebelled against God. You don't want to follow his call in your life, and you want to do things your own way. Where do you see yourself on this diagram even today? Brothers and sisters, what's keeping you from repenting and believing even right now? If there is nothing keeping you from that, I ask that you would pray with me now as we go before the Lord. Holy God, we do thank you and we praise you that you have reached into our brokenness. You sent us Jesus Christ, who took on all of our rebellion and sin and struggles and broken hearts and bound up lives. And you took all of this on, took it all the way to death on a cross, and then rose again from the dead and conquered all of this, the sin that has been oppressing us, to set us free, that we may be restored to the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, there are those here who have admitted in their hearts that they need to repent and believe. Lord, we pray with them right now. Holy God, you know that I am a sinner. I need your grace. Forgive me, Lord, for the ways that I have turned away from you. Lord, I believe now. I accept Jesus into my heart, and I ask that you would help me to draw close to you, to let you be Lord and Savior in my life, and to share this good news with others. Holy God, we thank you for your grace through Jesus Christ, and we pray that you would work in us powerfully, that you would transform us, that we may show your glory and be your ministers of reconciliation. Lord, we ask now that you would hear our prayers as your dearly beloved children. As the scripture says, what love the Father has lavished on us by calling us his dearly beloved children. And as your children, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And deliver us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.